It's a very simple story, there's nothing dramatic. But when I thought about it, my life began with five advantages or five blessings from the Lord. I was brought up in a Christian family. It was a Quaker family, so we went to the Quaker meeting, the Friends Meeting House on Sunday mornings, which is a bit different to this. But we had no Sunday school, so in the village, the Methodists were on the other side of the road. And we went there in the afternoon for the Sunday school. And back to the meeting house, when I was a bit older, generally, we had an evening service, which I think is a bit unusual in the Quakers, like this, with hymns and a preacher. And I enjoyed that. And the fifth thing was I went to a C of E primary school. So when I thought about that, I thought there's Quakers, Methodists, Church of England, and now for the Baptist influence. The Methodist Sunday School needed a new superintendent, and they had nobody suitable. And so a gentleman from the nearby town came to lead it. And he was from a Baptist church. And his Sundays must have been so busy with his own church in the morning and probably the evening, and our Sunday school in the afternoon, and he still found time to set up a group for teenagers, which I was about the right age for that. And it was him who posed the statement that you need to actually ask Jesus for yourself to come into your life and make him your personal saviour. And that did make sense to me, and after a while, that's what I did. So when I was 14, that's when my personal relationship started with Jesus. And he's proved to be a faithful friend and companion ever since. And looking back, that's a fairly, I would say, standard experience of youngsters of my age, because we didn't have television much. We certainly didn't have all this internet stuff. And that's what was usual in the village, to go to Sunday school. But since then, who in this troubled world can I trust? Men? Not when you look back at history. Women? No. Trump? I can't even trust myself sometimes. But I do trust the Lord. I've learned to do that over the years. And he's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I can't manage without him. And he says he can't manage without me, because he loves me. Actually, when you come to the end of my story, that's pretty dramatic, isn't it? It's not such a simple story after all. It's a wonderful story.